Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live this Friday night. I believe it's something like about the, I think the ninth. Is it the ninth? Oh, man. Oh, man. I believe ninth. That's about what we are, I think. Anyway, 2/9/2024. So consequently, we're going to have to see what's up. Well, we got Super Bowl Sunday coming, and all the EIEIOs are guarding it, let me tell you. Because there's so many possible terrorists in this country that it could be a possibility, as it always is. But meanwhile, what we're seeing here, and Steve just posted from earlier today, I think there's a 6.3 quake on Oahu. And a building is somewhere shaking there. And then there's, I think, a 4.6 that was in the Malibu. Now, I wonder who is keeps pushing the button on the electromagnetic direct energy weapons, huh? Are these the Russians? Are the Red Chinese? Or is it just DARPA and Biden and all the boys? You see, I don't know. But I would bet, probably, since we're playing around with Russia and the Ukraine and in Poland, I would bet that, quite frankly, we're possibly going to see something. Now, if you seeing this day and age, warfare is done asymmetrically for the most part, except when they do actually do a war, and then some of the people in the warfare like to see all of the money flow, you see, so they can loan money to the governments, give it out to the Ukraine or give it out to the Russians or whoever they're going to give it to, or the Red Chinese, or manipulate oil so that oil goes way, way up. And in the meantime, the United States, Red China Joe and the Kokomo's, Stinking Blinking Lincoln and all of them, or whoever's running his show, or Barack Hussein Obama, perhaps. And Valerie Jarrett, who, as we know, is an Iranian-born. Parents allegedly communists from Iran, all right? Well, anyway, as U.S. oil is off the market, and the runaway prices go up, and the Red Chinese get to buy all they want and be the agent for the Iranians. And then perhaps Red China Joe gets a cut, you see? So then no wonder this whole bit. Then at the same time, he's been threatening Netanyahu and on TV last night. Biden, Red China Joe basically said that, Israel is over the top, taking on Hamas and the Gaza and all of that. And then word comes out of Israel is that Biden has been threatening to cut the money off to Israel, even if they pass the bill, all right? Which doesn't look like it's going to pass because the border. You need to fix our border first before we do anything else. But this is the Gog-Magog War. Already started, already in play. Perhaps I should read that, but I've read it to you so many times before. It's Ezekiel 38:39. But rather than paraphrase or do something with it, why don't we look at this? All right, here's 38. Now, 39 is real interesting because that's the one where in 39 is when the nukes start to fly from Israel in different places. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine hordes, all thine army, horses. Oh, shoot, I can't hardly see this. Okay. Horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. I think that possibly could be tanks. Okay. Persia, that's Iran, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Oh, but you see, let's skip down here to verse 9. And thou shalt ascend and come with us like a storm, and shall he be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, verse 10, it shall also come to pass. In other words, all this other stuff here is happening, but it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest. All right. That dwell safely, all of them, dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, say like the Great Plains, you see, and some of the mountainous areas in the United States, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which we are in the United States, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Okay. So now, at the same time, you see, that's what we're looking at here. All right. Same time. All right. And that is not a joke, let me tell you. Not a joke, is it? Now, old Ezekiel, I read that quite a bit. And I read it last night about Ezekiel 33 and the watchman on the wall. But I tell you, it's the Lord Jesus that's telling you what's going to go down. Matthew 24, Luke 21. And how to prepare for it, Matthew 25, and I cannot emphasize enough to you, preparation. Now, I see that Brother Hal Turner has said that the Russian-Ukraine war, apparently that NATO may enter into that prior to May 5, all right? And it's interesting about Poland. They may go through Poland, and you might have the Baltics that are in NATO. Because if Russia may be coming against them to run through Ukraine, etc., or if the United States puts the F-16s or puts nukes or missiles in the Ukraine, or any nukes there, or puts them in, or they could be there and then possibly then attack Russian territory and then go into Russian sovereign territory. And if Russia says that if you attack us, we're going to nuke you into the Stone Age. Basically, that's what they're just saying. That wasn't the word they used, but basically nuke the U.S. into oblivion or into the Stone Age or back to you know what. And the Russians also say that the United States is using bioweapons research, which we don't doubt at all. But although the Russians also have used it, the Chinese have certainly used it, but the United States, Fauci and all these guys, they've been doing this for a long time, and they've used China to get the stuff into here. But if the fact is, they're saying from Russia that the U.S. is going to release something in the next month or two or sometime soon. And if that starts to go around the world, it will be worse than the COVIDs. And at the same time, I see Brother Quayle's got on his site, Light from Hell, husband 63 dies beside his wife when liters of blood shoot out of his nose and mouth all over the interior of the plane in front of screaming passengers flying from Bangkok to Germany. Very interesting. Is that some kind of an Ebola? Okay, is that some kind of a hemorrhagic flu for certain? And if that's it, could that be then the start of it? But Russia and China are basically going to have come together. They've come together into the Arctic. They've got to deal with the Iranians, both of them. And they got the deal on the oil and the currency and the BRICS, which is going after the dollar to destroy it. So there's financial aspects of this, but I'm going to tell you what. You never know right now exactly what's going on because we got so many terrorists coming in the United States. And the Red Chinese, oh boy, coming on in. Red China Joe letting them in. Russians are all here and they're coming in still across the southern border. And I'll tell you, the northern border is more porous than people think too. But we don't know exactly what will happen. I pray the Super Bowl doesn't get blown because obviously I, being from Kansas, I'd like to see the Chiefs win. But be that as it may, the Super Bowl is not the whole shenanigan right now, is it? But I do remember one time when they had it at Tampa that they also had the spacecraft up there. A big U.S. had a big spacecraft that came over from Italy. If you recall, somewhere that we keep over there at an air base in Italy, you remember back, oh, I don't know, that's been years and years ago I talked about it, and they called it the Death Star, whatever it is, it's the U.S., they call it the Death Star, and they were over the Super Bowl watching the whole thing. Now, the quakes are very interesting in a sense, aren't they? We're seeing a quake deal, and Pop goes the weasel on big quakes. We had one off the coast of Florida yesterday at 4.4, whatever it was. That's in an area where you normally don't have any quakes. But you remember that was at a spot where a number of years ago, over 10, 15 years ago, I wrote to you Atlantis Rising based on information from the signals coming out off the coast of Florida, which were actually changing GPSs, and it was sitting out there in the triangle, the Bermuda Triangle, and I wrote a thing called Atlantis Rising. I don't know if I've still got that up here or not on the list or sitting up on a stack because there's so many of them on the stack anymore, but just, you know what I mean? It's just crazy. Yeah, I don't know. But what I do know is that regardless of who comes, and I'm going to read it again, and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, for an example, in Leningrad, when they arrested the quarter of the entire city, about 250,000 people, I think, at the time, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror, and in every bang of the downstairs door, and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. And in America, firearms and ammunition. The Organs would have very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened after Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, who had been in the Russian camps, okay? Been in the Russian camps. And then, I read to you so many times, Albert Pike and the World War III and all that stuff and the different parts. We're right into it, are we not? Right into what he had to say. And it's going to be a heck of a deal when you got to go to war every day to eat or to fight off the people coming down the road. And you see, the deal is, like we said last night, there's so many of these people invading the United States, the terrorists, that the Russians or the Chinese could do something and start to pop goes the weasel. And then you declare martial law, and then the NORTHCOM comes out, and then all of the stuff kind of goes wild weasel, and then the balloons are up and all the stuff, and DARPA may be providing the balloons to the Red Chinese, and Red China Joe wants to stave off his trouble for the election, don't you know? And if we have an election, he probably ain't the candidate. Probably ain't going to be a candidate. Now, it seems like it's all going to go pop goes the weasel, and we got all of the trains headed to Function Junction with Casey Jones with the hammer down and drinking moonshine and on speed, saying back, put on more coal. I like the steam engine stuff where they put more coal to get more speed. And incidentally, when they come out of the mountains, them old coal-fired doggies would go 120 miles an hour on the rails in some cases, or over 100 a lot of times. More coal, more coal, more coal. Let me tell you what. If they're going to do a release of some kind of stuff, and you've got a new pandemic treaty with WHO and all the different things, and they're going to try to lock you down, then what do you need to do? You better be getting some food, water storage, water purification, all of the different things. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. China, Russia, all the different Iran, all the other Muslims inside the United States in big time, thousands of numbers, the cartel rolling and rolling and rolling with all the drugs and all the stuff, but still at the same time, a threat to the society Ah, man, oh man, oh man. You got weather warfare, earthquakes, earthquake warfare, all the different stuff. Just incredible. Let's see what gold and silver, et cetera, are. Go to stevequayle.com and click on the Renaissance Precious Metals. It says click to see what the number is right now. And here we go. Gold. Oh, it's down a little bit. I guess the stock market is up. Might be a good chance to get some. Down about $8, eight and a half. 20.26, 83 on gold, silver. All right, it's up 3 cents, 22.68. Man, I'll tell you what, that'll run to 50 in a heartbeat when the time comes, because it's been to 50 almost in the past. Platinum, 885.67. Time to get some of that, perhaps. Okay, anyway, it's always a good time to get some gold while you can still afford it, if you can get it. And get it in the physical. Don't be buying it online or some kind of thing where you got it in the futures. You want the physical. So if you don't hold it in your hand, as Brother Quayle say, you do not have it. SteveQuayle.com or 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. If you get Steve, or if you get his son, Tyler, who does a lot of the business in the gold and the silver, or if you get Daryl, his capable manager, or anybody in the office there, you tell them old Hawk sent you and to take care of your lickety split. Okay? Now, you can sign up for Steve's private briefings and QFOS 2.0, and you can also get a hold of any books that he has left. And the books are so key. And he's not reprinting them because they have, prohibition on pricing and all this stuff, and you don't even know how much paper is going to cost or ink, or, and then the printing house can't even tell you when they're going to be done. So think about that and think about what is to come. The food thing is a big thing. And I'll tell you, you can't do anything else, get a chunky soup, a couple more cans, and keep stocking them up. Put them under the bed, put them in the closet, wherever you're doing it. Cool, dry place. Because one can might be a ration for you here before too long. I had a grilled cheese and a Progresso clam chowder soup last night. Man, I tell you what, excellent. That will fill you up. Make sure you get some crackers or some kind of thing, or 10 of them, or what have you. And it's just fantastic. And that will feed you. Progresso beef barley, chunky sirloin burger, chunky beef vegetable. I mean, oh man. And now we're finding out that the herds of the cattle once again are even dwindling further because people can't keep the cattle with the hay and all the stuff priced so high. And may God bless all the people, the old stagecoach stop. And I pray that the Lord Jesus will, I just have a sense that it maybe somebody has got some hay at a good price for you. I don't know, but I just have to seem to think about it. And may the Lord bless you and restore all the health back to the old sheriff and all of his people there on the old stagecoach stop. And I also want to pray tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want to pray again for Ronnie in Iowa. Lord Jesus, will you go to Ronnie in Iowa? Will you go to him? Will you touch him, Lord, so that you know that he's touching you? And Lord, will you touch him and will you pull out any kind of mass or any kind of trouble with regards to his thyroid gland and with any kind of mass in his chest. In your name, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you remove it and restore his bodily systems. And did you restore him back to more optimum health? Oh, man, oh, man. And Lord, I pray that you would come to me and make sure that you pull all this cancer out of my body, restore my organs, restore my liver, restore my lungs, restore my muscles, restore the bones, all the different things, the different systems, Lord, and return me back to more full optimum health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And for all those out there who have a cancer, or for all of those out there who have the heart ailment or another type of thing, God bless the grandma down there in Florida who got hit head on. And I pray, Lord Jesus, we go to her and we remove the pressure and the tension and the pain from the chest and from the heart areas where she had got hit by the car head on. And Lord Jesus, will you sort her out and will you return her back pain-free and without all of the trouble in her chest and her organs and the heart. And also, Lord, we make sure that her cancer is gone for good and remove anything from her body that gives her a pain or an ailment and restore her back to full health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you what. And I have my voice back. I did come down the hall still in a wheelchair because it's hard to walk. And for whatever reason, bones and muscles are just not, they've been nailed pretty good. All right. But I'm here. I'm here past the holidays. I'm here past the first of the year. Now I'm in the second part of the second month of the new year. And I'm going for more. And may you all out there, anybody, any assistance is most needed, welcome. And God bless for keeping me on air for all these years with the help of the Lord. And may Lord Jesus return anything to you 10,000-fold. You can contact me at RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. RadioHawk77 at Hotmail.com. Or you can reach me, to send a card or a letter or anything. If you put a little something in it, a little Federal Reserve notes or a silver dime, silver quarter, ounce of silver, whatever it might be, a little bit of gold, 10th ounce gold or a half ounce or an ounce of gold. I don't know what it is, or platinum. Or a check or a money order that's filled out all properly with the address and the name, et cetera, of your address and name so that the bank will cash it or put it into an account for deposit. Or a check and make them out to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 is the address, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus, as I say, return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless you all. And it is most needed and most wanted, believe me. Anything that we talk about, I always talk about the Indochina Bible Project, where the Montagnard tribesmen, the mountain people, the mountain villages, the Montagnards, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, and a little bit of the old Burma or the Myanmar, you see. And each one of the village has a separate dialect. And the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Dave and Debbie, and may the Lord Jesus touch you and may he provide you with medical miracles as you need them right now and restore you back to more optimum and full health. But they have been missionaries for over 50 years in Indochina, and many of you have donated a little bit to them over the years, and we've pushing a lot of nice Bibles and songbooks in their native language. They're taken up and printed up 30, 40 at a time, maybe the 50 or whatever you can get, and taken up, and then the churches are growing because they're on fire for the Lord Jesus. And during the deliveries, it's just incredible. Let me tell you, they get them in their own dialect. They can read the Bible fresh. And then recently, I think one of the assistants to the Nunemakers who arranges to print the Bibles and to get them up there and all the different things, he has found out about Old Hawk, and I guess some of the people over there are praying for the Old Hawk. And just as we pray for you, and I thank you for praying for me. Nunemaker, you want to help out? You want to get some Bibles in the proper language and dialect to the mountain yards, the old yards? Send it to Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold on that as well. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we find out that in Syria, I guess the Syrians have shot down a few drones that came out of the Israeli Golan Heights, Syrian military. And apparently that the Israelis are doing airstrikes on Damascus. And, you know, and Damascus will be a ruin. Remember that? Remember that scripture, all right? You see, this is all rolling. It's all starting. It's already started. And who have you got at the helm of Commander-in-Chief of the United States, Mr. Mumble Jumbles.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
The guy who talks to the people like Helmut Kohl, who died years ago, Mitterrand, all these different people. He doesn't even know who he's talking to now. Yet at the same time, the orders will drop down on you, let me tell you. They'll drop down on you to go to the Red Chinese, and they made the deal with the Iran to keep producing the oil. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is just going wild weasel. Venezuela has now deployed tanks and armored troop carriers to the Guyana border. So we got war going on in Venezuela, basically. And the Guyana. Now, if you remember Guyana, all kind of stuff happening there. in the past. And very interesting that that is at war, because that is one of the things that I talked about when Brother Quayle and I, he first had me on, and he said, Brother Hawk, he says, why don't you tell me about what you think about the Gog-Magog War? And go around the world and tell us what you're doing. I think Venezuela was one of the items that I talked about. Boy, let's see what we got here from NORAD Command. Somebody sent me that, a post from NORAD's command. NORAD detects and tracks Russian aircraft operating in the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone, Colorado Springs. NORAD, North American Defense Command, okay, detected and tracked four Russian military aircraft operating in Alaska Air Defense ID Zone. February 9th, 2024, that's today. The Russian aircraft remained in international airspace and did not enter American or Canadian sovereign space, airspace. But this third time NORAD has detected and tracked Russian aircraft in the last 4 days. This Russian activity in the Alaska ADIZ occurs regularly and is not seen as a threat. Oh, horse crap. Then why are you looking out for it? You're sitting in NORAD, then I can see why you're not taking it as a threat. Oh, boy, an airspace. The air defense identification zones begin where sovereign airspace ends, and is a defined stretch of international airspace that requires an identification of all aircraft in the interest of the national security, okay? Oh, well, if it's no threat, then why do you even have all of that, NORAD? I'm going to tell you what, this ties right in with the quakes, ties right in with the quakes in Hawaii, Malibu, Florida, all the different ones. Pop goes the weasel, you see? And I pray that this Super Bowl in Vegas doesn't get done. But, you know, Dimitri Duneman talked about the nuclear weapons and the different stuff. And Las Vegas was going to be one of the cities that got blown in Duneman's prophecy. By the Russians. But it could be by the Russians and the Chinese. Either or. All I know is that if you're to go and look at preparation lists, all right, and I suggest you do so, all right, you'd better start to get some. And you can go and you can look at the if you go up to StanDeo, DEYO.com, you can go to look for Holly's section, Holly Deo's section. And if you do not have her book, Dare to Prepare, you could order all that up there, Dare to Prepare, which is an excellent big book that's got every kind of preparation information that you'd want. Another good book, if you can still get it, is No Such Thing As, No Such Thing As Doomsday by Philip Hogue, H-O-G-U-E. I think that's what it was, Hogue, H-O-U-G-E or whatever. No Such Thing As Doomsday. If you can get one of those, get it. See if you can get it maybe used or online, you know, that way. All right. I don't know. But up at Holly Deo's section, Holly's section on standout.com, they used to have some of Holly's early work giving the lists of the foodstuffs and how much to have and what to buy for a boy or a girl. And they had the Mormon four foods and the Mormon different foods and their information. They had U.S. government information on there. And then they also have medical supplies. Go down the list. Go down the list and see what you got. But look up emergency preparedness lists on your search engine. Emergency preparedness lists. Pick you out two or three of them. Print them off. I highly urge you to print them off so that you can check off the ones you've got and the ones you need to work on. All right? And then you got the different types of food and how much food should you have? I don't know. How long is the Great Tribulation? 3.5 years? That would be an ideal thing if you could pop that down. Bingo. And some of you can't. Some people out there have a lot of the money to be able to do that. If you do that, I would do it. I get the long-term storage food, and I get a mixture of the regular canned goods and dry goods, grains, etc., pastas, macaronis, etc., all the different things, flour. And you can get the food-grade plastic buckets. You can use diatomaceous, food-grade diatomaceous earth to keep the bugs out. You can also put the oxygen absorbers and dry ice and different things in them to keep bugs and to keep them stabilized. Rice, I'm going to tell you, you get a 50-pound bag of rice or 20-pound bag of rice or a box of rice or whatever it is. And you get rice and you got a little Denny Moore beef stew or chunky soup or something like that. Then pretty quick, you've got a good ration. In a pinch, you can eat the rice just by itself. Cook it and eat it. Ladies and gentlemen, it don't take too much to get a lot of food or to get a little bit of food ready to go. Oh, man, oh, man. If you're going to have an air attack, you might want to understand that you've got to have expedient shelter if you're out and about. Like if you're in a city area or some kind of a, you know, middle-sized town or whatever, and they've got a parking garage, go into the parking garage. All right. I just clicked on. I was trying to click on something else. And for Brother Darrell out there, God bless you in Pennsylvania. Thank you for praying. And thank all of you for putting the prayers up for me. I can feel them go up. I don't know. We're going to have an emergency nuclear alert. I have no idea. And heck, most of us don't even know or remember when the alerts used to go off more regularly, but now they're for tornadoes and stuff, and then they've altered the days they're supposed to be on, and nobody tells you. But you can find out about it online, find out about when your alerts are. I would also highly recommend that you get some kind of radiation detection equipment. Brother Quayle might have some of that available still. I do not know, but you could call him and check and see who else does. But you can also look up radiation detectors. I would also tell you still, Cresson, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Carney, Cresson Carney, How to Survive a Nuclear War book is on a PDF that you can download and you can print out. get you a good ream or two of paper and print out 200, 300 pages, whatever it is, and keep that in plastic sleeves or in a plastic, the whole thing, you know, stapled or in a plastic sleeve or what have you, a couple of them, so that you can read it. Having stuff online is good, but if you get the EMP like we were talking about last night, bingo, bango, bongo, a lot of the stuff is going to be knocked out. Knocked out. Now, you've heard about the squatters. I can remember the squatters as being one of the discussions that were being talked about in the web bots. 17, 18 years ago, they were talking about squatters. Squatters are taking over homes all over the nation on an industrial scale and turning them into dens of crime. That's the economiccollapseblog.com, economiccollapseblog.com. And I tell you what, usually the way they do it, they make you try to go to court, and then they can't help you, and then the court won't help you, and then the court will tell you not to do this, that, or the other, and until they have 30 days to get out or be vacant, and then they destroy the whole property, and then they still don't get out, and then the sheriffs don't want to take them out. Well, I'll tell you what. I used to hear stories about the never mind. I'm going to talk about that. They used to try to collect Sears catalog goods. I used to hear this from somebody who worked for Sears years ago, years and years ago, an old man who worked in the Depression and saw some of that stuff. And they used to have the Sears catalog, which from the 1890s was selling people, you know, diapers or, you know, a toilet or a house or whatever it was. Clothes for the kids, you know, all the different things. And they had them on time pay even back in the 20s and 30s and the 1800s. They used to have, you could send so much money, all right, pay as you went. But then in a depression, people stopped paying. And the way Sears survived, apparently in some cases, in some areas, usually what they hired is they hired some good old Irish guys with the bowler hats and baseball bats and hammers or axes, and they went out to the house and they knocked on the door. And they said, you owe Sears, bop, 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 allegedly, 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 they said that. You owe Sears so much money? Can you pay up right now? No. Well, then they came on in and they went on in through the door, and they even took the baby diapers and the cribs and all the stuff and took them back and put them on the truck and sold them somewhere, resold them to get the stuff out. You're going to see things like this, like you cannot believe this country, this world is going to go down into the wild weasel zone. Wild, wild weasel is coming, let me tell you. Nuclear, we pray not, but I will tell you what, how to survive a nuclear war, Crescent Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. And that was done in conjunction with Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And it's got a foreword, I believe, by William Teller. Interesting, huh? A couple of versions of it. Just take the most complete version. You can go up and look at them and see them. The newest or whatever version would be probably as good as any. And consequently, print that thing out and start to read it. It's got pictures, tells you how to dig shelters, how to make shelters in your basement. And you can do a good expedient shelter, you know, out and about, by going to church basements or big basements of apartment buildings or industrial areas that may have a sub-basement or something in them. The parking garages where they have multiple decks, but make sure you can get on out. But in terms of A nuke strike, you're not necessarily going to get hit by the actual strike, but you might protect you from the radiation, you see. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what we're going to see it or when we're going to see it, but you better get ready for it. Better get ready for it. Now, you know, Lord Jesus has told you, if you get a Bible, and I suggest you go out and get a King James Bible in the big print, with the red letters of God, all Jesus' words in the red letters, so that you can see them good and you can read them good, and they're big print. And even then, if you got to put your spyglass on them, put your spyglass or your magnifier on them to do it. Because I tell you, if you read Matthew 24, Luke 21, Ezekiel 38, 39, there's a lot of other passages, Revelations, the whole nine yards. Well, now here's something interesting from M.W. Senate. Chinese public is buying close to an all-time record high amount of gold. King World News. They're buying gold at a historic clip. Never seen, only seen one other time in history. The buying is so frantic, it's close to an all-time record in terms of demand. What does that tell you? The Chinese know, they've been told, all right? And they see the writing on the wall, all right? We're going to go to war here pretty quick, I believe. It's just the problem is it's not going to be the type of warfare that we used to be like. It's just not going to be the way it was, you see. And consequently, you're going to have all kind of new types of stuff. And the hypersonic missiles, which we really don't have much of a defense for, they can hit within 5 minutes. So that is going to be something that you need to make sure that you get something every day to prepare yourself. Go online and get the emergency preparedness list. Nitro Pack's got them, you know, all kind of people. Just look emergency preparedness. Holly Dale, Dare to Prepare. Preparedness lists of different suppliers. And you will find all kind of information that you need to be. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you will go out and that you will get, instead of chips and dip just for the Super Bowl or something like that, I pray that you will get groceries tomorrow and tonight and get canned goods. And you can order stuff online. Online is starting to slow a little bit, but you got to make sure that you get it to be put to you overnight if you can, just so you can get it. But I would tell you, go if you can to also the local places for ammunition. Find the cheaper one in the local area. But the fact is, just get it while you can get it. I'm going to tell you, medical supplies, you ain't going to have enough of them, because it's going to be all kind of stuff. If the drugstore ain't going to be open again, what are you going to do? You can go to Mezzo Silver and click on Steve Quayle's site, and Mezzo, M-E-S-O, Silver. But I would also tell you, you can go to oregano, wherever's got oregano locally. A lot of times it's Whole Foods or a Sprouts or whatever different discount stores might be in terms of organic or natural foods. Get the books so you can understand the natural healing books, all the different stuff. Oh, man, oh, man. I think about you out there, ladies and gentlemen. I think about you, and I see you out there at night, and I see the baby in the future. When it's the cold, dark night, and I see only certain lighting, that is the Jupiter lanterns and the other Dietz lanterns, all that, the kerosene lamps, they're lit up down the road, but blocked in by dark curtains so as not to show too much. But the fact of the matter is, if you need light, you're going to have it. Lamp oil, Dietz lanterns, Petromax lanterns. Petromax is an excellent lantern. Petromax. They will also, as well as lamp oil and kerosene, you can burn that, but they will also outside in the outdoors only. The outdoors only, you could use unleaded gas and a Petromax. Not inside something, but an outdoor side. But I would just stay, you're safer off to figure out how much to fill is on each type of big lamp or lantern. Like I've got big blue Dietz Jupiter types. I've got some of those, and I have one Petromax that I bought years ago. And I bought years ago, I went to Sportsman's Guide and looked at lamp oil, and they had a good price on lamp oil on sportsmansguide.com, which is a good place to get also body armor, helmets. So don't go out into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Let me tell you what. Don't give it up. Never give up. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Alright? Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy in the United States and against the Christian patriots and the Christians who are Bill of Rights people. Protect your family, protect your farm, protect your business, your rancho, your house. Bandango Ranger, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Canner if you can. Mickey Lapua, General McCormick got a mission for you. So don't give up on your mission, but keep your eyes on the optics wherever you go. And if necessary, squeeze the trigger, Mickey, and don't jerk it. Road and track and Little L. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, and may your Father show you how to hold the rifle up and to shoot dead bullseyes on the target. Keep up with your hand-to-hand, with your Muay Thai, as well as your ninja ways.